been a good afternoon, but we welcome you back to Morehill Mounts Academy High School, the final game of our 2-1A regional baseball quarterfinal triple header here on Care 93.7. It's the host Ravens, the 6 seed and the 3 seed, very familiar opponents in the Rams of Pleasant Ridge. Thank you so much one final time here tonight. Clouds starting to break apart a little bit, sun peeking through. It's been a good day so far weather-wise, and it continues here for our final game. Kirk Hillman, our studio producer, thanks to Neil Weilinger and Sleppy helping us with the first couple of games. I'm Brandon Tamman. Again, it's the Rams and the Ravens with two teams already punching tickets. The KC Christian Panthers in our first game of the day defeating Jefferson County North by an 8-1 final. That was the 4 seed over the 5 seed. And then our second game that ended about a half hour or so ago, it was the 2 seed Valley Falls. They led 2-1 going into the bottom of the 6th, and they put up 7 runs to ultimately win over the 7 seed Maranatha Christian Academy by a 9-1 final. So, of course, semifinals and championship games next Tuesday here on this field. KC Christian and Valley Falls both advancing with still one more advance here with our triple header tonight with Pea Ridge and Morehill Mounts Academy. Let's get you the starting lineups for this one here tonight. We'll start with the higher seed, and that is the Rams of Pleasant Ridge, who come in the number 6-ranked team in Class 2-1A, according to the KABC. 14 wins and 4 losses. They finished 3rd in the NEKL, behind Oskaloosa and Valley Falls, winning 12 of their 16 league games. Rams will go like this here in this game tonight. Riley Gillespie will lead things off. He is at shortstop. Mason Ewart is the catcher, and he bats 2nd. Nathan Herkin pitching, and he is batting 3rd. Austin Green in the cleanup spot. He is at 1st base. Josh Herndon, the left fielder, he bats 5th. Henry Lance will bat 6th. He is the 2nd baseman. Rowan Fast bats 7th. He is at 3rd base. Noah Sieben Morgan bats 8th. He is in right field. And Coben Hoppy is the center fielder and batting 9th. So, again, for Pleasant Ridge, Gillespie at short, Ewart catching, Herkin pitching, Green at 1st, Herndon in left, Lance at 2nd, Fast at 3rd base, Sieben Morgan in right field, and Hoppy is the center fielder. For Morehill Mounts Academy, the 6th seed here in this regional. They come in with a record of 6 wins and 11 losses. They went 6-8 in Northeast Kansas League play. The Ravens will go like this here tonight. Cooper Pound will lead things off. He is pitching. Adric Korbelik is the left fielder batting 2nd. His brother Bowden Korbelik will bat 3rd and will play shortstop. Ian Bose is the 3rd baseman. He will hit cleanup. Rylan Holtgrave bats 5th. He is at 2nd base. Peter Rapplinger is the catcher. He bats 6th. Tony Wirtz bats 7th. He is the 1st baseman. Garrett Michael is going to be the DH. He'll bat 8th. And Carter Martin will be in center field and rounding out that hitting lineup. And you've got Zeno Keckner, who won't bat, but he'll play defensively in right field. So, again, for Morehill Mounts Academy, it's Pound pitching, Korbelik in left, Bowden Korbelik at short, Bose at 3rd, Holtgrave at 2nd, Rapplinger catching, Wirtz at 1st, Michael the DH, Martins in center, and Keckner the flex. He will play defensively in right field. And we're getting close to the starting lineups and getting set for this one. Again, we are at the home of Morehill Mounts Academy, but the Ravens are the away team, being the lower seed in the 3-6 matchup here. The Ravens, again, 6-11, 6-8 in league play. They average 7.4 runs per game. They give up 8.5 runs a game. They come in with that 6-11 record. Last year, they went 12-10, and their last time out, May 2nd, they split with Jefferson County North with a 7-2 win and a loss of 12-2. Pleasant Ridge, they come in limping a little bit. They had games canceled at Perry Lecompton on Tuesday. They last played April 29th, and they were swept at Valley Falls 3-0 and 11-4. But again, 3 of their 4 losses coming in their last 3 games. So the Rams have had a little bit of time to sit on it. The Rams have been good, no doubt about it, as they are the number 6-ranked team in Class 2-1A. They average 10 runs a game and give up just 4.5 runs per game. So here we go again. It's Pleasant Ridge and Morehill Mounts Academy, the final game of our triple header. Again, Kirk Kilman in studio on the ones and twos. Brandon Tabman with you. Thanks again to Jared Sleppy. Neil Weiland as well for helping out throughout the course of the day. Pleasant Ridge taking the field, as it will be Herkin getting his few warm-up tosses in. These two teams played back on April 8th. Pleasant Ridge was hosting, and Pleasant Ridge winning both of those matchups, 6-3 and 10-2. The third meeting between these two in a regional quarterfinal here in 2024. So Morehill Mounts Academy will lead things off with Cooper Pound, followed by the Corbelicks with Adric and Bowden. Ravens will be wearing the white jerseys here today, the dark blues with yellow pinstripes for the Pea Ridge Rams. It's the Rams and the Ravens. Pleasant Ridge, they have been good over the last couple of years. Again, 14-4 this year. They were 16-6 a year ago. Back in 2022, they also had an above 500 record of 9-8.
The Rams are the higher seed today, so they are the home team. They will be batting at the bottom of each inning. However, on the scoreboard, the Rams...
Announcer just letting everybody know that Morehill Mounts Academy is the road team, despite playing on the home field here today. The first game was pretty overcast. Sun stayed away for the most part with KC Christian defeating JCN by an 8-1 final. And then it was kind of off and on between Valley Falls and Maranatha Christian Academy. But the Dragons, with seven runs in the bottom of the sixth, they go on to win it 9-1. The Dragons advancing. And then we get set for Pleasant Ridge and Morehill Mounts Academy. It is the Ravens pitcher to lead things off, Cooper Pound against Hurkin. Hurkin, a righty, lifts and fires. First pitch, low and outside, ball one, and we're underway at the final game of our triple header here today. Pound and then the Corbelicks here in the top of the first inning for MHMA. Next pitch a little bit high, two balls and no strikes. Nathan Hurkin pitching for the Rams in this quarterfinal today. A 2-0 on the way, swing and a miss. Swung right through a fastball, and it's two balls and one strike. Hurkin has been very good on the mound with a 1.167 ERA. Fastball in there, belt high, and it evens up. Two balls and two strikes. Just getting going. Top of the first, no score. First at bat, 2-2 on the way. In there, strike three, inside corner on a fastball, and Cooper Pound, a first strikeout victim for Nathan Hurkin.
Number 11, Adric Korbelik.
Here is Adric Korbelik, a left fielder. Will bat second for the Ravens, batting from the right side. Nobody on, one out, no score, top one. Playoff baseball here on Care 93.7. First pitch, a little bit inside, one ball and no strikes. Ravens have lost three of their last four. They had games canceled against Jackson Heights back at the beginning of the month. Next pitch, foul tip, one ball and one strike. Hurkin working pretty quickly here. 1-1 pitch on the way. Just grazed the inside corner but missing, and it's two balls and one strike. He fell behind Pound in the first at-bat, but came back with a strikeout, and he has fallen behind here with Adric Korbelik. Evens it up. Fastball in there. He's got great velocity. Two balls and two strikes. Again, mentioning the 1.167 ERA. A very solid number on the Pleasant Ridge starting pitcher. Next pitch, just missing inside, and it runs full at 3-2. Rams dugout thought it was strike three, and so did Hurkin. We'll have to settle in for a 3-2 pitch here. He'll kick the leg and swing it through. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Back-to-back strikeouts to begin the game, and that'll bring up number three in the order for the Ravens in the shortstop, Bowden Korbelik.
Shortstop, number two, Bowden Korbelik.
Great starts for Hurkin on the mound. Back-to-back strikeouts to begin the game, and here is Bowden Korbelik. Playing shortstop today, wide stance on the right side, takes the first pitch inside for ball one. Ravens started the year 0-5 before getting their first wins of the year, sweeping Horton back in early April. Next pitch in there for a strike, evens up one ball and one strike. So they start 0-5, then they win two, and they lost those two to Pleasant Ridge. Won three of their next four, including a sweep against McLeod. And then lost three straight before winning one against Jefferson County North, splitting with the Chargers their last time out. There's a swing and a miss by Bowden Korbelik, and he is down 1-2. Chance to strike out the side for Hurkin. And he does. Swing and a miss. Fastball at the knees. Korbelik over the top of it. One via the look and two via the swing. As Hurkin strikes out the side to begin the game. No score. We go to the home first. It's the final game of our triple header. It's regional baseball here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
It's a beautiful day in our neighborhood, a place where you'll find Exchange Bank, a locally owned bank that believes in their community. You'll find friendly and knowledgeable staff ready to help you with all of your banking needs. Exchange Bank offers long-term, fixed-rate real estate loans and convenient services such as online and mobile banking. Stop by or visit us online at ebt.bank. You'll find this and so much more. Exchange Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent NAPA dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
No scores. We go to the home first inning. It's Pleasant Ridge and Moore Hill Mounts Academy here. Final game of our triple header here today. Good start for Nathan Hurkin for the Rams pitcher, striking out the side in the first. It'll be Gillespie, Ewerts, and Hurkin doing up for Pleasant Ridge, who get number six ranking in 2-1A, according to the KAPC. Record of 14-4. They won 12 of their 16 NEKL games, finishing third behind Oskaloosa, who won their second straight title, and Valley Falls, who advanced earlier in the afternoon with a win over Maranatha Christian Academy. Cooper Pound, the pitcher for the Ravens, getting set here to take on Riley Gillespie, the Rams shortstop. Gillespie steps in, a .318 average. 15-plus RBIs. He has scored 17 runs. First pitch by Pound is a little bit high for a ball. No score, bottom of the first. NEKL showdown in this regional quarterfinal in Class 2-1A. Next pitch in the dirt. Two balls and no strikes. Casey Christian and Valley Falls advancing. A line shot center field. Running back and unable to get there in time is Martin. It's all the way up against the fence. And Gillespie is rounding first and trotting into second base. A stand-up leadoff double for Pleasant Ridge here in the first.
Hey, let's go. You're third, three. Switch them up.
That fly ball, a little deceptive. It looked more casual and that Martin was going to be able to maybe have a beat on it, but that thing kept carrying and carrying and got to the warning track. And over Martin's head, and a leadoff double. He is at second base. Is Gillespie. Here's Mason Ewart, the catcher. About a .408 average. He has driven in 14. Base hit could give the Rams an early lead. And here's a line shot down the left field line, and I think they're going to say it's foul, and it is. Again, we're lined up down the left field side, so once it gets beyond the infield, it's hard to tell. You just got to wait to see what happens with the umpire. And that would have been extra bases in an RBI. Instead, it's just strike number two. Gillespie with a leadoff double. He is at second base. Ewert down in the count. No balls and two strikes. Nathan Hurkin due up next. No score, bottom one. Third meeting between these two in 2024. Rams sweeping the Ravens in early April. Pitch was thrown, but the umpire calls time and Ewart steps out, so we'll do it again at 0-2. So quickly, Pound has to go out of the stretch with a runner at second. Ripped to the left side. Good stab by the third baseman, and now there's a pickle between second and third. Here's the throw to third. Tag in time, and they get the lead run. That is an important out for the Ravens defense. Gillespie tagged, trying to go to third. He gets caught in the pickle. And Ewart at first on the fielder's choice. So a runner at first with one out.
Number one, Mason Hurkin.
Here's Hurkin. Struck out the side in the first. Now steps up to the plate for the first time. Throw gets away into the fence, and Ewart a little bit late on getting up. Maybe had a chance to get to second base, but instead he holds true.
Go to work.
So Ewart at first with one out, no score, bottom one. First pitch still coming up here to Nathan Hurkin from Cooper Pound. It's on the way. And it's in there for a strike, stolen base, and the throw skips in there. Good throw and catch. Would have got him with ease, but it skips into center field, and Ewart is into scoring position with the stolen base. So Ewart at second base, one out. Count 0-1 here on Hurkin. Austin Green due up next. Rams with an opportunity still with only one out to get on the board first. Pound steps on the rubber. Out of the stretch, looks back and fires. Pitch in the dirt. One ball and one strike. Defensively for the Ravens, Bowes at third. You got Bowden, Korbelik at short. Holtgrave at second. Wirtz at first. Grapplinger the catcher. Adric, Korbelik in left. Martin in center. Kettner's in right. And Pound steps off the rubber and calls for his catcher, Grapplinger, to come out for a quick discussion. In our finals from earlier, KC Christian 8-1 over Jefferson County North. Then our second game was Valley Falls with a 9-1 win against Maranatha Christian Academy. So the two higher seeds in the games we've had today have advanced. We were still waiting on an Oskaloosa-McLeod final from earlier today as well. That game being played down the road at BC. Here's a 1-1. Swing at a high fastball, cuts right through it. And Hurkin down in the count, one ball and two strikes. Gillespie led it off with a double, and then he was thrown out, caught in a pickle between second and third on a fielder's choice grounder by Ewart. And Ewart is at second base, and now a foul ball ripped to the right side out of play. And it stays one ball and two strikes. Rams averaged 10.6 runs per game. Chance to get one here with a base hit. In there, strike three, it bends in and clips the inside corner, and Hurkin is down for out number two. He didn't like the call. So here's Austin Green, first baseman in the cleanup spot. Got a 600 batting average for this cat. He has seven home runs on the year, and he rips it to the right side on the first pitch, and it's a sharp single to right. Here comes Ewart around third, and a good throw in. Keeps him there and a run off the board. So one pitch and Green sharp singles to right. He hit it too hard because Ravens were able to get it in quickly. Kettner, a nice play, and that stops Ewart at third. So Ewart to third. Green's at first. They're at the corners with two down. Here's Josh Herndon, the left fielder, with an RBI chance here in the first. Pound steps off, throws to third, and the throw gets away, and the run's going to score. They focus on the runners too much. It can cost you, and it did there. An error by the pitcher in Pound allows the Rams to get an early 1-0 lead. And Green able to take second base as well. So 1-0 Rams, runner at second, two down, and that one runs up and in. Boy, and that was close to the face, but it caught the hands of Herndon, and he is hit by a pitch. So now runners at first and second with two down. It'll bring up the second baseman, Henry Lance. Herndon appears to be okay. Took that one up and in. He's holding that left elbow. So I said hands. Looks like it might have caught him on the elbow instead. But nonetheless, he seems to be all good. He's at first. Green at second. 1-0 Rams. Bottom of the first. Slow roller right side. Fielded cleanly by Holtgrave and tossing to second for the third out. So the Rams, a little sporadic here, but nonetheless, they get it done, adding one in the first. So a 1-0 Pleasant Ridge lead over Moorhill Mount Academy. We step aside. Second inning action is coming your way next.
Subway can help you with the perfect gift. For graduates, Mother's Day, Father's Day, or any gift-giving event, everyone loves a Subway. For every $25 gift card you buy, you get a free 6-inch sub on your next visit. Follow their Facebook page at Atchison Subway for graduation specials and discounts. Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Is your vehicle pulling to the left or right? Does your steering wheel shake or feel off-center? It may be time to align your tires. Check in with the tire professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country in Atchison. It's recommended to align your tires once a year with regular maintenance to prevent uneven or rapid tire wear. For a tire alignment, repairs, or even replacement, contact the tire experts at Lights Out at Town & Country, 367-2699 or 201 Commercial Street in Atchison.
Pleasant Ridge on the board first, a 1-0 lead for the Rams as we head to the second inning. Moorhill Mount Academy coming up for a second time in this 2-1A regional tournament quarterfinal. Casey Christian, Valley Falls, both advancing earlier. This is the final game of our triple header today. Nathan Herkin back to work. He struck out the side in the first. He'll face 4, 5, and 6 in the Ravens order with Bose, Holtgrave, and Rapplinger. If one of those three are able to get on, then Wirtz in the four hole. Pleasant Ridge got one run, two hits. They left two in the first. A run scoring on an error by the pitcher trying to pick off Eward at third. And it's just a low throw that got away and out in the left field, which allowed Eward to score. Here is Bose, the third baseman, and the cleanup hitter for Moorhill Mounts Academy. Erkin's first pitch here in the second, inside, but clips the corner for strike number one. Working pretty quickly, shakes off a sign, likes the second, and delivers. Off speed, gets away, and it's 1-1. Ravens 6-11 coming in, and we're 12-10 a year ago. They were 14-8 2 years ago. 1-1 here to Bose. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, and it's 1-2. Caught him with the high cheese and way behind it. And a chance here for a fourth straight strikeout to start the game here for Herkin. See if he can do it here. The 1-2. Yes, he can. Looking knee-high on another fastball, and four up and four strikeouts for Nathan Herkin.
The second baseman, number 7, Rylan Holtgrave.
Here's Rylan Holtgrave, the second baseman and number 5 hitter in the Ravens' order. He'll bat from the right side against Herkin, the righty. 1-0, the Rams leading here in the top of the second. First pitch in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. We'll have games on our sister stations, 103.9 and 92.1 tomorrow. More regional baseball coverage for you. Next pitch in there for a strike, and he is firing some heat. And Holtgrave quickly down. It's 0-2. Can he do it again? On the way. Outside, 1-2. I will be at Jefferson West. I will have Hiawatha Sabetha and then Jeff West against ACCHS. That will be on 103.9. And then Jared, who is here for the first couple games, he'll be in Onega. And there's a swing and a miss for strike three. 5 straight strikeouts to begin the game for Herkin. And then next week we'll have coverage Tuesday of regional semifinals and championships for some of our baseball tournaments, and then also starting next week, we'll have regional softball coverage as well. First pitch low and in the dirt to Peter Raplinger, the catcher. And the count 1-0. So 5 up, 5 down, 5 strikeouts. Starts the game here for Hurkin. He is working with very good pace here. Defensively behind him, Fast at third, Gillespie at short, Lance at second, Green at first, Ewert catching for him, left field Herndon, right field Sieben Morgan, and Hoppy is in center field. Next pitch a little bit outside, 2 balls and no strikes. The winner gets Valley Falls on Tuesday in a semifinal. The 2-0 in there, the fastball, and it's 2 balls and 1 strike. We're down the home stretch of the 23-24 high school sports season. Just a few weeks left before we hit summertime. There's a foul ball up against the fence, and it's back to even Stevens. It's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thursday, Friday, the 23rd and the 24th, that's state baseball and softball tournaments. Next pitch a little bit up and a little bit out. 3 balls and 2 strikes now. And then the 24th and the 25th, Friday, Saturday, that's the coverage for the state track and field meet. Here's a 3-2 and a foul ball over the highway behind us, and we'll do it again with Raplinger. Hurkin trying to strike out the side for a second consecutive inning. Let's see if he can do it. Here's another 3-2 on the way. Just a little bit low. He missed below the knees, and it's ball four. Good eye there for Raplinger, and the Ravens have their first base runner of the game. That'll bring up the first baseman, Tony Wirtz.
The first baseman, number 20, Tony Wirtz.
So Wirtz steps in, Raplinger at first with 2 down. And for the first time, you see Hurkin coming out of the stretch. First pitch in. In there for a strike, and it's 0-1. The location has been very good for Hurkin so far. Not much of a lead for Raplinger at first, about 2, maybe 2.5 steps. Next pitch, a little bit low. 1 ball and 1 strike here on Wirtz. Rams with a 1-0 lead, still early on in this game, top of the second inning. Hurkin fires, and that is a swing and a miss, and it's 1-2. Still a chance to strike out the side for a second consecutive inning. He shakes, yes, at the first sign. He'll set. Glove to the face, lifts the knee, fires. Swing and a miss. Strike three, does it again. 6 outs recorded, all 6 via the strikeout. So a 2-out walk does no harm. We head to the home second. Pleasant Ridge, a 1-0 lead here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Quality time with Tucker Johns. You never forget the big moments, like the moment you bite into your very first slice of Taco John's one-of-a-kind new taco pizza. Piled high with 7 layers of melty cheese, seasoned beef, fiesta sauce, crunchy tortilla chips and veggies, all on a crispy oven-baked crust. You also never forget your very second slice, or third, or fourth, or fifth, or sixth. Drive-thru pizza is finally here. New taco pizza for a limited time at Taco John's.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Hammond with you, Captain Kirk Kilman, Neil Weiland helping out today as well. Thanks to Jared Sleppy for joining us in the first 2 games, but we ride in solo. Dynamic duo with Kurt in studio, a 1-0 Pleasant Ridge lead over Morehill Mount Academy as we head to the home second inning. We're playing at the home of Morehill Mount Academy, but the Ravens, the away team in this game with the lower seed in the brackets. It'll be 7, 8, and 9 in the P Ridge order. It'll be Fast, Sieben Morgan, and Hoppy. Rams getting that first run of the game on an error in the first inning. So here we go. Pound back to work. Fast steps in. The third baseman batting seventh in this game. First pitch by Pound. Took a little off, and it's in there for a strike. It's 0-1.
Leading off for the Rams, third baseman, number 9, Rohan Fast.
So Fast steps in. He has scored 12 runs. He has driven in 10-plus, but the average is just 162. And he takes another one in there, 0-2, and quickly a three-pitch strikeout gets away, but ultimately tagged by Rapplinger, the catcher, and quickly one out here in the bottom of the first. That is the, bottom of the second, beg your pardon. That is the second strikeout for Pound. Here's the right fielder, Noah Steven Morgan. Bats on the right side, pretty straight up with his stance. Bat in front of the shoulder, now takes a pitch a little bit away for ball one. Down right back to work. Missed up and a little bit in. Two balls and no strikes. Winner gets Valley Falls next Tuesday in a semifinal right here on this field. Fly ball right side, but tails foul, and it's two balls and one strike. Behind Pound, Bose at third. You got Bowden Korbelik at short. Holtgrave at second base. You got Wirtz at first. Rapplinger catching. Another pitch missing, and it's three balls and one strike. Adric Korbelik in left. Martin, the center fielder, Kechner is in right. There's the pitch that finds the strike zone, and a good one there. Now Stephen Morgan facing the 3-2 count. Nobody on and one out. Bottom two, 1-0 Rams. Next pitch outside, ball four. A one-out walk here in the bottom of the second. That brings up number 9 in the order, the center fielder in Hoppy.
The center fielder, number 11, Colton Hoppy.
Hoppy bats from the right side wearing jersey number 11. Plays middle of the box, a little bit of a waggle with the bat above the right shoulder, and takes the first pitch fastball for strike one. Stephen Morgan at first with one out. Rams with a 1-0 lead. Pound going back to the stretch. Ground ball left side playable, and it's booted up by the shortstop in Bowden Korbelik, and everyone's going to be safe that it ricochets out to shallow left center field. And that will go down as an E6. So that is the second error by the Ravens defense in as many innings. Stephen Morgan at second, now Hoppy at first, and at the top of the order with Gillespie, who led off the game with a double, but then got caught in a pickle after a grounder and ultimately was tagged out at third, and he rips the first pitch into shallow left center field, and that drops in for a hit. Rounding third and getting into home is Stephen Morgan, and he is safe with ease as the throw was late. And a double up now as the lead extends to 2-0. Smart base running by Stephen Morgan. And Hoppy will stop at second base. So a great start for Gillespie. 2-for-2, a double, a single, and an RBI, and the Rams lead at 2-0. Still 2 on and 1 out here in the second. High fly ball. First pitch swinging is Ewert. Left field playable. Adric Korbelik comes in to make the catch. Not far enough to advance the two runners, and there's a big second out for the Ravens defense. So here's Hurkin, who struck out in his first at-bat. You've got Hoppy at second and Gillespie at first after the RBI single. 2-0 Rams, bottom two. First pitch off speed in there for a strike. Rams swept the Ravens in their regular season meeting back in early April. And the third meeting here in a do-or-die game. Next pitch was low, 1-1. Pound's been working out of the stretch quite a bit here early on. Look back at second and fires, and a high fastball hit well. Left field running back on it and not going to get there in time. That ball is gone, and an absolute monster shot home run for Nathan Hurkin. It clears the fence in left center, and just like that, you tack three more, and the Rams have a 5-0 lead. Goodness me. That kept carrying and carrying and carrying. And it sailed over the fence in left center.
First baseman, number 34, Austin Green.
A three-run home run by Nathan Herkin. 5-0 Rams. They have scored four here in the inning. Two outs, nobody on. Here's Austin Green, who has just as much power as Herkin. He has hit 7 home runs. That's number 6 on the year, by the way, for Herkin. Count even right now. 1-1. Down back out of the windup, and a swing and a miss. Good location there. It was low, and Green swung over the top of it. It is 1-2. And the 1-2. Swing and a miss. So he comes back, pound does, and gets a strikeout of Green, but not before monster damage was done. 4-run score. Rams have a 5-0 lead. It was the highlight by Nathan Herkin. A 3-run home run over the fence in left center. We head to the third inning of play. It's Pleasant Ridge, a 5-0 lead over Morehill Mounts Academy.
Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacement, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're here to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
K4 Ag in Valley Falls is your local farm partner. They have a full load of soother feeds, protein tums, and mineral on hand, and delivery service for their Mix 30 liquid feed. Call 785-945-3202 for pricing and delivery. K4 Ag also carries tires for vehicles of every size, from semis to tractors to passenger vehicles, to keep you moving on the road or in the field. See K4 Ag in Valley Falls, nurturing farms, growing success.
Final game of our triple header here on KARE 93.7 FM. Wins earlier for KC Christian and Valley Falls, and Pleasant Ridge off to a great start here in the nightcap. A 4-run bottom of the second inning highlighted by a 3-run home run by Nathan Herkin. Cleared the fence with ease in left center. And just like that, again, a 5-0 advantage for the Rams as we hit the third inning of play. Ravens come up for a third time. It'll be 8-9-1 in their order. It'll be Garrett Michael, the DH, to lead things off. Bats from the right side against Herkin, who's doing it on both sides of the ball. First pitch a little bit high for ball number one. He gave up a walk with two outs in the second at Herkin, but he has struck out the side in the first two innings for 6 Ks. Next pitch in there for a strike. 1-1. This will be the 35th pitch for Herkin. And it's a bunt. Put down, but just a little heavy with it. And Herkin had enough time to run up to it and make the throw over to Green for out number one.
The center fielder, number 8, Carter Martin.
Here is the center fielder, Carter Martin, number 9 in the order. Nobody on, one out, top of the third. Scoreboard's gone awry as they're getting that back up, but here's the first pitch, and it's fouled away to the right side for Martin. It's no balls and one strike. So Ravens team made the regional semifinals a year ago, but lost to Bishop Ward. Bishop Ward this year is the number one team in Class 3A, and they are in the Jeff West regional, which, again, I'll be at tomorrow, but might not potentially see them until next week. They're getting the scoreboard back up, which is good. Herkin back to work and working with good pace. Here's an 0-1. In there for a strike, and it's quickly no balls and two strikes. Michael led off the inning with a ground out. Martin down 0-2. Six strikeouts already, a chance for another here for Hurkin. Here's the pitch, just a little bit high. One ball and two strikes. Our coverage starting to ramp up here in the next couple of weeks with regional baseball and softball plus state track. State track will be the 24th and the 25th down in Wichita. Next pitch missing outside. Now 2-2 here to Martin. Regional softball begins next week. After tonight's baseball will continue next week as well. Here's a bunt, but it's popped into the air, and this could be an infield hit, and it will be. So Martin, the number 9 hitter, lays down a bunt, and Hurkin, all he can do is just smile about it. Placed it right between Hurkin on the mound and the second baseman and Lance. And good speed for Martin as he hits the first base with one out, and we flip it up to the top of the order. So a bunt single for Martin, and the first hit comes from the number 9 hitter for Morehill Mounts Academy. Cooper Pound steps in, struck out his first time up, and takes a first pitch strike. It's 0-1. A 5-0 Pleasant Ridge lead here in the top of the third. Hurkin fires. Took a little bit off. Pitch was high. And it's one ball and one strike. Hurkin struck out the first five and then gave up a walk. Then would follow that up with another strikeout. There's a swing and a miss, and it's 1-2. So six strikeouts. And he got Michael to ground out. Martin reached on a bunt single. He's at first with one out. 1-2 count here on Pound. Hurkin lifts and delivers. Just missed on the outside corner. It was close, but no go there. It's two balls and two strikes. Temperature cooling down just a touch. Sun is out. Not many clouds at this point in the sky. It was pretty overcast for the first game today. It is all cleared up now, and it's a beautiful evening for some high school baseball. Next pitch, a little outside, and it runs full. Three balls and two strikes. Adric Korbelik, two up next. The Ravens need to put a rally together, down 5-0 early. Runner at first and one out. 3-2. Strike three call. It was a little bit delayed by the umpire. Not much emphasis with that K ring up, and Pound is down. Seven strikeouts now for Hurkin. So now two outs, one on. Here's Adric Korbelik, who struck out his first time up, steps in for a second time. And a foul tip for strike number one. Runner at first is Martin, a one-out bunt single. First Ravens runner of the game here in the top of the third. And the Rams have a 5-0 lead. Hurkin out of the stretch. Runner is taking off. Pitch is low and in the dirt. And Martin got a great jump. The pitch was low and off speed, so no chance for Ewart to even make a throw. And Martin's in scoring position with two down. Not much of a lead at second. Here's the pitch on the way, and it's in the dirt. Two balls and one strike. Hurkin wasting no time, shaking yes to that sign. Here's the pitch. And a swing and a miss, and that is strike number three, and that retires the side. I think everyone is confused a little bit because the scoreboard was showing just one strike. But it is another strikeout. Make it 8 for Nathan Hurkin. He is on cruise control, doing it on both sides of the ball. 5-0 Pleasant Ridge, bottom of the third inning. Coming up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
What is your name?
K-A-I-R-F-M, Horton Atchison.
Want to hear something cool?
Playing today's hit country along with local news, sports, and weather.
When you visit one of our 8 Union State Bank locations, you're bound to see familiar faces. That's because at USB, community is everything. We live, work, and play where you do, so you're seeing us at the Friday night football game, having lunch at the local cafe, and chasing our kids on the park playground. USB employees believe we are stronger with local ties and local financial decisions. That's why we hope you'll visit a Union State Bank location and find out why we love being a part of the community. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Shout out Joseph Curry, who's back in the CARE studios, now keeping us locked in and on the air. Appreciate Kurt Kilman, Neil Weiland, Jared Sleppy helping out throughout the day as well. A 5-0 Pleasant Ridge lead on Morehill Mounts Academy as we start the home third. First pitch to Josh Herndon. Little foul tip for strike number one against Cooper Pound. Herndon was hit by a pitch in his first at bat, now takes one inside. And one ball and one strike. Lance and Fast also due up here in the inning. Here's a ground ball left side. Nice playable hop for Bose at third. And a nice throw across the diamond in time to Wirtz for out number one. That'll bring up Henry Lance, who grounded out to second base in his first at bat. So nobody on, one out, home third. Rams scored one in the first, and they added four in the second, highlighted by a Nathan Herkin three-run homer. Now this one is hit sharply into left field for a base hit. So Lance not wasting any time, going after the first pitch and driving one out to left field for a sharp single. His first hit tonight, he's 1-for-2. That brings up Rowan Fast. So bat from the right side, Pound again going right back to the stretch. And he'll throw to first, and it gets away. The throw was high, and plenty of time for Lance to get up to second base. He'll slide in there safely head first. And that one fails. That's the second errant throw by Pound trying to throw out a runner. And the first time he did it back in the first was at a runner at third and gave the Rams their first run of the game. Little slow roller to the right side, gets past Pound, a tough play, but in time, no, it gets away. And that is going to allow Lance to score, and another error by the Ravens defense, and it's now 6-0. It was clean on the pick by the second baseman in Holtgrave, but the throw to first was not. So Fast at first with one out. Another run in. 6-0 Pleasant Ridge. First pitch to Stephen Morgan is low for ball one. Stephen Morgan walked and scored in his first at bat. Next pitch a little bit up and inside. And it's 2 balls and no strikes. Great start for number 6 ranked Pleasant Ridge in class 2-1A. There are 3 ranked teams in this bracket. There's a foul ball by Stephen Morgan. 2 balls, 1 strike. Oskaloosa, the top seed here, number 2 ranked in the state. And you also have number 6 Pleasant Ridge, and also as well, you have Valley Falls, who is ranked number 8 in the classification. 2 balls and 1 strike here to Stephen Morgan. Runner at first, one out. 6-0 Pleasant Ridge, bottom 3. Good pitch there for Pound. It finds the strike zone, and it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. This will be the 52nd pitch for Pound. And it's in there, strike 3 call. Looking all the way is Stephen Morgan. And there's out number 2. And that's 4 strikeouts now for Cooper Pound. Here's Hoppy, the center fielder, reached on an error and scored in his first at bat. 2 outs, 1 on. 6-0. Rams with the lead. First pitch upstairs to Hoppy, and it's 1 ball and no strikes.
11.
Not much of a lead at first for Fast. The foul ball straight back into the screen. It's one ball and one strike. Well, the Rams have scored in every inning so far. One in the first, four in the second, one here in the third. Batting with two outs and a runner at first. Bounce next pitch, drilled up the middle, but playing it right, tossing to second, was Bowden Korbelik. Played that one perfectly for the third out, and that retires the side. So another error by the Ravens defense, allowing the Rams to tack on to their lead. We head to the fourth, 6-0 Pleasant Ridge here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Have a swarm of bees settled near your home or business? Call AllPro Exterminating for rescue and relocation of bees at no charge. AllPro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
Find your future at FW Houston Medical Center. With competitive wages and sign-on bonuses of up to $5,000, now is a perfect time to join the FW Houston family. Call us at 913-774-7729. 4340 to learn more.
It's a beautiful day in our neighborhood, a place where you'll find Exchange Bank, a locally owned bank that believes in their community. You'll find friendly and knowledgeable staff ready to help you with all of your banking needs. Exchange Bank offers long-term, fixed-rate real estate loans and convenient services such as online and mobile banking. Stop by or visit us online at ebt.bank. You'll find this and so much more. Exchange Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
To the fourth inning we go here at Morehill Mounts Academy High School. Third game of our triple header for regional baseball coverage, and it's been all Pleasant Ridge so far. Leading the home Rams by a 6-0 score. Brandon Tamman, Joseph Curry, our studio producer here, is. We've got a little conversation between the coaches and the umpires before we start the fourth inning of play here. Something to do with the pitch counts, I believe, that they're trying to confirm and figure out. Nathan Herkin has been sensational. 8 strikeouts for him through 3 innings, and he also had the monster 3-run home run in the 4-run second inning that cleared the fence in left center. Can't give you the exact number on that distance, but it's 302 down the left field line, and then straightaway center is 360. So if you want to cut it in half, maybe 330-ish, give or take, that's what he cleared by maybe 15, 20 feet in left center. So we're trying to figure out the pitch count once again. So they are confirming the pitch counts before we get the fourth inning underway. Again, thanks, Joseph Curry, stepping in back in the CARE studios. We're leaving Captain Kirk Kilman, who had to make the trip down here today to help us out on the board. Jared Sleppy, he'll be in Onega tomorrow for games on 92.1 KMZA. I'll be over in Jeff West for games on 103.9 as our regional baseball coverage will continue tomorrow across the MSC Sports Radio Network. We'll have an idea of our schedule next week, kind of around the weekend time. So we'll see how things shape out the rest of this week and how the brackets look for softball going into next week. Still trying to confirm pitch counts before we start the fourth inning of play. Well, if you're just joining us again, the first game of the doubleheader, or triple header, I should say, it went to KC Christian. They defeated Jefferson County North by an 8-1 final. And then Valley Falls and Maranatha Christian Academy in game two. That was a really good pitcher's battle up until the bottom of the sixth inning. It was a 2-1 Dragons lead. But a crucial error by the Eagles defense allowed the inning to continue and what blew up into a 7-run bottom of the sixth inning for Valley Falls. They'd go on to win 9-1. And the winner of this game here with Pleasant Ridge and Morehill Mounts Academy will advance to play Valley Falls next Tuesday. That'll be the second game here, roughly 4 o'clock or so. The first game will be at 2 o'clock. So we'll do the semifinals and the championship, roughly 2, 4, and 6 with those games next Tuesday. And we are still trying to figure out pitch counts here. Not sure if they had seen something different on the scoreboard or what. At one point early in the game, the scoreboard had gone out at one point in the early portion of it, and they had to reset it. So I don't know if that messed with the pitch count, because on this scoreboard here at MHMA, they do have a pitch count below the scoreboard for both sides. Right now it's showing 47 for Herkin and Pound with 52. Of course, you got a 105 pitch count. But now the umpires are beyond the fence here, right behind me next to the press box here, talking with the scores people. So apologize for the delay, but got to make sure these numbers are correct. But they are really trying to make sure that this is all squared away and figured out correctly. Ravens getting set to come up here in the top of the fourth. It'll be 3, 4, and 5 with Bowden Korbelik, Ian Bowes, and Rylan Holtgrave. Facing a pitcher that has not missed a beat. 8 of the 9 outs recorded have been strikeouts. So I think we got it figured out. Maybe we do, maybe we don't. Not sure. Trying to get somewhat of an explanation. Now the home plate umpire is talking to the Ravens dugout crew and coaching staff.
The teams are clarifying the pitch count for both teams. The Rams have 48 pitches and the Ravens are at 52. No correction.
Well, whatever the home plate umpire is telling the Ravens coaching staff, they are not really pleased with whatever they are discussing over there. All right, here we go, says the home plate umpire. So we're back to work.
For the Ravens, the shortstop, number 2, Bowden Korbelik.
So here's number 3 in the Ravens order, shortstop Bowden Korbelik. Strikeout victim in his first AB. Steps up for a second time as the shade is starting to creep in through some of the clouds here. First pitch, a bunt try, but it's fouled away by Korbelik for strike number 1. Ravens have had just 2 base runners. They've had a bunt single by the number 9 hitter in Martin. They also had a walk back in the second by Rapplinger. There's a swing and a miss by Korbelik. It is no balls and 2 strikes. Herkin shakes off one side, yes to the other. 2 strike count on the way, swing and a miss. And that will be the 3rd time in 4 innings that he has started things out with a strikeout.
The third baseman, number 1, Ian Bowes.
Here is Ian Bowes, the third baseman. So make it now 9 strikeouts for Herkin here. First pitch, fastball in there for strike number 1. The only Ravens who haven't struck out today, Rapplinger walked in the second, and then Martin, as I mentioned, the number 9 hitter, with a bunt single last inning. There's another hearty cut. It is swung on and missed, and it's quickly 0-2. Herkin has a lot of velocity, and he came into the game today with a 1.167 ERA. Here's a high fly ball, right field playable towards the gap, running towards it, Stephen Morgan, and he makes the catch. Hung up just enough for Stephen Morgan to get there in time. And a rare non-out, or I should say a rare out that wasn't a strikeout. And 2 up and 2 down. And here is Rylan Holtgrave. For a second time, nobody on, 2 outs, top of the fourth, 6-0 Pleasant Ridge. Herkin's pitch, chest high, a little bit high, for ball number 1. Rams scored 1 in the first, 4 in the second, and 1 in the third. Another fastball swung right through it is Holtgrave, and it's 1-1. Working quickly, Hurkin fires. Looking all the way. It's a belt high fastball for strike two. 1-2. Struck out the side in the first, struck out the side in the second, struck out two in the third, and a chance for a second strikeout in this inning, and he caps it off looking all the way, and the Ravens have no answer right now for Nathan Hurkin. We head to the home fourth, 6-0, cruising along. Back after this on KARE 93.7.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer with a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry. They provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts, whether it's for your passenger vehicle or your heavy duty parts for the big trucks. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Subway can help you with the perfect gift. For graduates, Mother's Day, Father's Day, or any gift-giving event, everyone loves a Subway. For every $25 gift card you buy, you get a free 6-inch sub on your next visit. Follow their Facebook page at Atchison Subway for graduation specials and discounts. Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Pleasant Ridge will have the top of their order for a third time as we hit the bottom of the fourth inning. Brandon, Joseph, Neil, Kurt, Jared, everybody helping out here with our triple header today on KARE 93.7 FM. Valley Falls advancing, a 9-1 win over KC, or I should say Maranatha Christian Academy, and then it was KC Christian in the first game, defeating Jefferson County North by an 8-1 final. Here are the Rams in control, 6-0 their lead as they bat for a fourth time here today. Gillespie, Ewerts, and Hurkin. Top three in the Rams order against Cooper Pound. Gillespie has had a great game so far. 2-for-2, doubled in the first. He singled in a run in the second with an RBI, and he's also scored a run. So 2-for-2, a double, a single, a run scored, and an RBI. First pitch by Pound in there for a strike, and the bottom of the fourth is underway. 0-0, and they've stopped play because a little bunny rabbit has popped in onto the field. Someone needs to go get that thing. And it's nestled it down the right field line. Next pitch, low and outside. 1-1. Here on Gillespie. The Rams, number 6 in the state in 2-1A, according to the Kansas Association of Baseball Coaches. There's a slow chopper. Pound's got a beat on it, gets to it, throws to first in time. Great hustle by Gillespie, but unable to beat the throw, and there's one out.
Now batting the catcher, number 3, Mason Ewert.
Ewert reached on a fielder's choice in the first and scored the first run of the game on an error by the pitcher and Pound, and then he has flown out to left field. Steps in with one out, nobody on, in the bottom of the fourth. First pitch low and outside. It is 1-0. Here's a good shot towards the gap in left center and trying to fight the sun and sliding in to try and make the catch, but it pops out of the glove of the center fielder in Martin, and a throw to second is not in time. That was a tough play. I caught the eyes of the left fielder in Adric Korbelik, who was blocking the sun, and then Martin must have shielded him off. He tried a basket sliding catch, and it just popped out of the glove, and Ewerts at second base with a double.
The pitcher, number 1, Nathan Hurkin.
Well, what do they do with Hurkin here? Hit a 3-run home run in his last at-bat. He'll take time and back off as Pound does so. Runner at second base is Ewert with one out. Rams have a 6-0 lead batting in the bottom of the fourth. He pops this one up out of play. And towards the highway. and it's no balls and one strike. He struck out in his first at bat. But then a monster moonshot over the fence in left center that drove in three. Capped off the four-run second inning. Bounce pitch, swing and a miss. Good location, low and outside. And Hurkin is down quickly, no balls and two strikes. Down looks back at second and fires, and it's hit towards the second base side. Diving, making a stop, throw to first in time. A great defensive play by Holt Grave at second base. He was covering the bag at second and then had to rush back to his left. Diving efforts, which could have brought in a run. It does get the runner and Ewart to third, but it saves a run, and there are two outs. So here's Austin Green with an RBI chance here. The coaching staff actually going to come out and talk to Holtgrave, make sure he's okay. It was a little ginger getting up there. Kind of an awkward slide, but they just want to make sure he's good. He's laughing it off. He's all good to go. So coaching staff just want to be sure. So a double in this inning, sandwiched between a couple of ground outs, as Ewart at third with two down. And big heavy hitter Austin Green stepping in, who is singled and is struck out.
The first baseman, number 34, Austin Green.
So here we go, back to it. Pitch by Pound is a slow chopper. Pound plays it to the right, fields it, throws in time for the out. So a double does no harm, and three ground outs, the result for P. Ridge in that inning. We head to the fifth. Still all Rams, a 6-0 score here on KR 93.7.
Are you dreaming of a lush, green, weed-free lawn? Urban Lawn Care has the solution with their six-step lawn chemical program. Serving Atchison, Donovan, Jackson, Jefferson, Brown, and Leavenworth counties, we tailor treatments to your needs. Choose all six rounds or customize your plan. Call now for a free estimate and ask about our prepaid discount. Transform your lawn into a paradise with Urban Lawn Care, where dreams grow green.
Is your vehicle pulling to the left or right? Does your steering wheel shake or feel off-center? It may be time to align your tires. Check in with the tire professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country in Atchison. It's recommended to align your tires once a year with regular maintenance to prevent uneven or rapid tire wear. For a tire alignment, repairs, or even replacement, contact the tire experts at Lights Out at Town & Country, 367-2699 or 201 Commercial Street in Atchison.
Pleasant Ridge and Moorhill Mounts Academy Baseball, final game of our triple header here for the 2-1A Regional, hosted by the Ravens and Casey Christian Valley Falls winning earlier today. And right now the Rams in control with a 6-0 advantage over Moorhill Mounts Academy. Nathan Hurkin back to work. He has been dominant today, with now 10 strikeouts through four innings of work. Struck out the side in the first, also in the second, and then he struck out two in the third and two in the fourth to go along with that three-run homer back in the second inning that he hit. The Rams 6, Ravens nothing. Top of the fifth we go. It is 6, 7, and 8 in the Ravens order. Peter Rapplinger set to lead things off, followed by Tony Wirtz and then Garrett Michael. Appreciate everyone hanging with us here today. It's been a lot of fun bringing you our coverage. The first of many broadcasts here over the next couple of weeks. Regional baseball and softball now underway. Of course, state tournaments as well. We expect maybe a few area teams to make it out. The state tournaments across the way. Rapplinger swings and misses at the first offering. And the top of the fifth is underway at 0-1. Hurkin back to work and fires, and that one's popped up and out of play, 0-2. Again, already 10 strikeouts for Nathan Hurkin, and quickly gets ahead 0-2 here. Good check swing there by Ramplinger. Didn't go around. The pitch was low and outside. And it's 1-2. The shadow is beginning to cover the field a little bit. We have seen the sun kind of play a factor. Some of these fly balls out to left field. Here's a shot down the right field line, but just out. Could have maybe been extra bases for Ramplinger, but just had enough spin to stay right in the first base bag. Fast at third, Gillespie at short, Lance at second, Green's at first, Ewart the catcher, Herndon in left, Hoppy in center, Steven Morgan is the right fielder behind Herkin on the mound. Pitch outside, evens up, 2-2. Herkin fires. Off speed in the dirt. Another kind of half-check swing, but Ramplinger holds true, and it's 4-3-2. The lights are now on here at the ballpark. Getting closer to those evening hours. Here's a 3-2. High fastball, watching all the way. Ramplinger works a good at-bat and a leadoff walk here in the fifth. That is the second time he has walked today.
Anthony Woods.
Here's Wirtz, the first baseman, struck out his first time up. He's got a runner at first and nobody out. Herkin out of the stretch and fires, and it's fouled away. And it's 0-1. Garrett Michael will follow. The Rams have a 6-0 lead here. Ravens batting in the top of the fifth. Herkin's pitch. Just a little bit high, 1-1. A Ravens team that last played on Thursday last week and split two games with Jefferson County North, winning the first 7-2, but lost 12-2 in game two. Next pitch, low and in the dirt, skips to the backstop. Haven't seen much of that from Herkin today, and that allows Ramplinger to take second base without a throw. So a base hit could give the Ravens their first run of the game. Ramplinger at second base now. Nobody out. Count 2-1 here on Wirtz. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. That is something we have seen a lot of tonight from Herkin. Now 2-2. Works quickly. Sets at the belt. Lifts up. Chest high and steps off. And now throws to second. And not in time. Ramplinger a little bit of a hesitation getting back, but he beat the throw. Right there, 2-2 count coming up. Herkin likes that sign. Looks back at second, not much of a lead for Ramplinger. 2-2. Just missing, and it's 3-2. So a 3-2 count. Ramplinger at second base, nobody out. Top of the fifth. Ravens trailing the Rams 6-0. And the 3-2 is roped towards shallow center field, and diving and missing it is Hoppy, and it gets by him. And the Ravens are going to get on the board. It's an RBI double by Tony Wirtz. A shot in the arm and a much-needed boost there for the Ravens, who have been stymied all day. And now gets a leadoff walk and then an RBI double. And the score is now 6-1. So a runner at second, still nobody out. Here's the DH and Garrett Michael.
Now batting the designated hitter, number 5, Michael Garrett.
Or correction, Michael Garrett, excuse me, read that wrong. First pitch was in there, first strike. Grounded out to the pitcher in his first at bat. Garrett steps in and delivers. Swing and a miss. Garrett quickly down 0-2. So Herkin's trying to come back. Then cruising along, but the Ravens got a little something going here in the fifth. Next pitch low. Here's a potential throw to third in time, and that is easily an out. Wirtz late on the jump and plenty of time by Ewart to get the throw. And caught stealing is Wirtz at third, and that empties the bases. So one out, nobody on. A 6-1 Rams lead, and Garrett now facing an 0-2 count. Or correction, one ball, two strike count. Perkins pitch in there. Strike three, swinging right through it, and Garrett is down. So now two outs, nobody on here for Carter Martin. That is the 11th strikeout for Hurkin.
Carter Martin.
Martin had a bunt single in his first at bat. Placed it right in between the pitcher and the second baseman. Swings at a high fastball, missing through it, and it's 0-1. A walk and a double by Wirtz, getting the Ravens on the board here in the fifth, but still trailing by five at 6-1. Foul ball there by Martin, and it's 0-2 quickly. Now, there's not much sun. Basically, right field and center field has the majority of the sunshine. The rest pretty much shaded up here on the field. The lights are on. 0-2 on the way. It is in the dirt, makes it 1-2. Took a little bit off and just couldn't keep it up there. Rams 1 in the first, 4 in the second, 1 in the third. Ravens getting their first here in the fifth. There's the swing and a miss. Got him with the fastball right through it for the third out. 12 strikeouts now for Hurkin, but the Ravens do get a run on an RBI double by Tony Wirtz. We head to the home fifth inning. It is a 6-1 score. Rams in front here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Quality time
with Tucker Johns. You never forget the big moments, like the moment you bite into your very first slice of Taco John's one-of-a-kind new taco pizza. Piled high with 7 layers of melty cheese, seasoned beef, fiesta sauce, crunchy tortilla chips and veggies, all on a crispy oven-baked crust. You also never forget your very second slice, or third, or fourth, or fifth, or sixth. Drive-thru pizza is finally here. New taco pizza for a limited time at Taco John's.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Of the fifth inning we go. The Rams in front of the Ravens, 6-1 here on KARE 93.7. It'll be Josh Herndon to lead things off. First pitch outside the zone, and it's one ball and no strikes. Herndon was hit by a pitch in his first at bat. He is also grounded out to third. Bounce pitch, hit to the right side, playable, fielded nicely by Holt Graves. Plenty of time to first for the out. So one up and one down. That'll bring up Henry Lance. Rams trying to hold on in advance.
Number 7, Henry Lance.
Valley Falls awaits the winner next week in the semifinals. The Dragons still here watching down the right field line. First pitch by Pound, missing a little bit high. It's 1-0. Lance is 1-for-2. He has singled and scored. He is also grounded out to second. He'll take one upstairs. Now two balls and no strikes. Bottom five, one out, nobody on. 6-1, Pleasant Ridge. Next pitch in the dirt by Pound, and it's now three balls and no strikes with Fast due up next. And the 3-0, and it's way inside for ball four. So after a ground out to begin the inning, a four-pitch walk by Pound to Lance puts him at first with one out. Here's Rowan Fast, who is 0-for-2. He has reached on an error. And he has also struck out. So a runner at first, one out. Here in the bottom of the fifth. Pound back out of the stretch and fires. Pitch is way high, but Rapplinger jumps up out of the crouch stance to grab it. Keep it from going to the backstop. Here's the throw over to first. And lands back safely. One ball, no strikes here on Fast. It's a Rams team that won their first seven games of the year. Here's a high pop-up, right side, playable for Holt Grave at second, makes the easy catch for out number two. The Lance at first, two down, here's Steven Morgan. Steven Morgan walked and scored in the second.
Number two, Noah Steven Morgan.
He scored on the RBI single by Gillespie, and he has also struck out. First pitch, letter high, but upstairs for ball one. Mostly shade now here at the ball field. Next pitch low, and Rapplinger on it in time, keeping Lance at first base, and it's two balls and no strikes. Team wins and four losses for the Rams coming in. They went 16-6 last year, lost in the second round of the regional tournament. 2 years ago, they were 9-8. Next pitch missing by Pound, and right now Steven Morgan the advantage inside the box at 3-0. He takes that one all the way. It's in there for a strike. Now three balls and one strike. Lance at first, two down. Bottom of the fifth, Rams in control, the 6-1 lead, and there's a swing and a miss. And that is a strikeout. So I was a pitch behind. That was actually a 3-2 count. And Steven Morgan goes down swinging. So that ends the fifth inning, and the Rams still in front by a score of 6-1.
Ready to reclaim your active
stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacements, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're here to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
Pleasant Ridge, a 6-1 lead here at Morehill Mount Academy. Ravens batting for their second to last time here, potentially, as they're down 5. We head to the top of the 6th. Nathan Hurkin continues to pitch. He continues to dominate. As, again, 12 strikeouts for Hurkin on the night. Ravens got their one lone run in the last inning on an RBI double by Tony Wirtz. It'll be the top of the order.
Off the Ravens, the pitcher, number 3, Cooper Pound.
So it's Cooper Pound. He's 0-2, two strikeouts. A 6-1 Rams lead, and they are 6 outs away from advancing. First pitch, fastball, swing and a miss for strike number 1. Just one run on 2 hits for the Ravens here against Hurkin today. Next pitch in the dirt, skips to the backstop. And it's one ball and one strike. So just one run and one hit, or 2 hits, excuse me, and one left. 6 runs and 6 hits for the Rams. Next pitch is a little bit outside, 2 balls and 1 strike. Winner gets Valley Falls on Tuesday afternoon. Right back here on this diamond. There's a swing and a miss. And 2 balls and 2 strikes now. Hoppy in center, playing a little bit to his right towards the gap, as the 2-2 just missing barely on the inside corner, and the count runs full at 3-2, with Adric Korbelik due up next. Here's a 3-2, and it's fouled away. And we'll try it again at 3-2. So Cooper Pound here, Adric Korbelik next, Bowden Korbelik batting third in the inning. Another 3-2 on the way, lifts and fires. Low and inside, ball four. So good at bat for Pound, a leadoff walk. And that brings up Adric Korbelik, who is 0 for 2 with 2 strikeouts.
The left fielder, number 11, Adric Korbelik.
So the righty steps in against Turkin, the righty. Ravens haven't had a ton of base runners today. That one is some chin music up and in, and backs off Korbelik. And he'll take the advantage early at 1-0. Turkin working quick, sets, delivers, in there for a strike. It's 1-1. Adric, the left fielder today, worked a full count in his first at-bat, but ended up striking out, and then a 1-2 pitch in his second strikeout back in the third. Here's a 1-1. Another fastball rips in there and clips the zone. It's 1-2. Pound at first, nobody out. You're in the top of the sixth. Ravens got to get something going. They're down 6-1. Perkin fires. Just missing. And it's 2-2. Not much of a lead for Pound at first, maybe 2.5 steps. Here's a 2-2. Just missing on the inside corner. A lot of these pitches have been close. Or wait, no, it is a strikeout. They do ring him up. Well, this umpire is very quiet with his calls. And that is the first out, and make it 13 strikeouts now for Herkin. So one out, one on, and a swing and a miss there by Bowden Korbelik for strike number one. He has also struck out twice. One out, one on, 6-1. Rams leading, top six. Next pitch by Herkin is a slow roller. Left side, fielded by the third baseman. Throw is not in time, and it's going to be an infield hit. Very well played by both Bowden Korbelik with the stick, and then Fast defensively. Fast got there as quickly as he could. He fielded it cleanly. But Bowden Korbelik, again, too much speed, beats it out with ease, and an infield hit. So now first and second with one out. And here is Ian Bowes, the third baseman, who's 0 for 2 with a strikeout and a flyout. And off the inside part of the bat, just pops it up. Left side, and the shortstop, and Gillespie makes the catch in the dirt. And quickly, there is out number two. So now it's up to Holtgrave, who was 0 for 2 with 2 Ks. Pound the runner at second, and Bowden Korbelik the runner at first. We are in the top of the sixth. Perkins sets. Chest high, lifts the leg and fires. Swing and a miss by Holtgrave for strike one. Kirkin has slowed down the pace a little bit. He had a really good quick pace moving early. Ravens have made him work a little bit the last couple of innings. Here's a pop-up, foul territory right side towards the Ravens dugout, near a jumping catch nearly made by Green, but it falls down, and count moves to 0-2. Chance for another strikeout here with the count 0-2. 13 of them, to be exact, for Nathan Herkin here today. 6-1, Rams leading here in the sixth. 0-2, two outs, the pitch. Yes, sir. Strike three looking, and Holtgrave is down for a third time here tonight. One more chance for P. Ridge to add to their lead, a 6-1 advantage for the Rams. The bottom of the sixth we go here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
K4 Ag in Valley Falls is your local farm partner. They have a full load of soother feeds, protein tubs, and mineral on hand, and delivery service for their mixed 30 liquid feed. Call 785-945-3202 for pricing and delivery. K4 Ag also carries tires for vehicles of every size, from semis to tractors to passenger vehicles, to keep you moving on the road or in the field. See K4 Ag in Valley Falls, nurturing farms, growing success.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Desert Ridge, a 6-1 lead on Morehill Mounts Academy as we hit the bottom of the sixth inning. Brandon, Joseph, thanks to Kurt, Neil, Jared, all helping out here today. Our final game of this triple header as regional baseball tournaments are underway across the state. Casey Christian, Valley Falls winners earlier today. Pleasant Ridge trying to add to that list as they have a 6-1 lead, batting potentially for a final time in the bottom of the sixth. It'll be 9-1-2 in the Rams' order. Hoppy leading things off, reached on an error, and then scored in the second, and has also grounded out to short. Pound back to work, and the first pitch, a little chopper to the left side, batted down by the third baseman. Throw is not in time. Had a lot of spin off the bats, and Hoppy beats the throw for an infield hit. So to the top of the order, it's Riley Gillespie. Gillespie is 2-for-3, doubled in the first. He singled in the second. He's grounded out to the pitcher. He has scored a run and has driven in a run. And he'll pop this one up to the right side and into the Ravens dugout for strike one. The Rams have slowed down offensively. They scored their 6 runs in the first 3 innings. They haven't scored since. That has been more than enough, though, for Hurkin. Here's a little looper towards center field and pass to diving Bowden Kubelik. Gets shortstop and back-to-back hits to begin the inning for Pleasant Ridge. That is the third hit for Gillespie today. Hoppy to second base. Gillespie at first, 2 on and nobody out. Here's Ewerts. Reached on a fielder's choice, scored in the first. He has also flown out to left and has a double. Popped up left side, tailing foul, and it's going to get out of play. And it's 0-1. The big inning was the second. The Rams scored 4, highlighted by a Nathan Hurkin 3-run home run that cleared the fence in left center. Pound, though, still working. Here's a pop-up. Playable for the infield. Easy catch for Bowden Kovalik, the shortstop, and there is a big first out that keeps the runners at bay. Speaking of Hurkin, here he comes. 1-for-3 with that 3-run home run. He is also struck out and is grounded out. 2 on, 1 out, 6-1 Rams, bottom 6. First pitch low for ball 1. And the winner gets Valley Falls next Tuesday, which will be a semifinal here on this field. A low pitch. It skips away from Rapplinger and skips enough to allow both runners to advance. So Gillespie to second and Hoppy to third. So now base hit could add 2 to the lead. Now the infield moves in for the Ravens. 2-0 count here on Hurkin. And he hits this one. High shot, deep left center field, and it's going to one-hop the fence. He nearly homered again, but he gets the job done. He drives in 2 more with a double. needed about 15 more feet to clear the fence. When the Rams add to their lead, that is 5 RBIs for Hurkin. Does it this time with a double, and it's now 8-1. And it looks like we got a courtesy runner for Hurkin at second base. It'll be Wyatt Gwortney.
Austin Green.
So courtesy runner at second base for Hurkin. He drives in the two with the double. 8-1 now the Rams lead. Green steps in, takes a pitch inside. For ball number one. He is a single, he is a strikeout, and a ground out. Pitch in there for a strike. 1-1. So back-to-back singles, and then a pop-out. Then Hurkin driving in the two runs with a double to left center. Here's a shot right back up the middle, and it's picked up by the second baseman in time to get the out. The throw was wide, but good job by Wirtz at first to keep the foot on the bag, and that records out number two. But the courtesy runner is up to third base in Gwortney.
Now batting right fielder, number 20, Josh Herndon.
So here's Josh Herndon to try to get the run in from third. Two runs in on the double by Hurkin. His courtesy runner at third base with two down, 8-1 our score. Herndon steps in. He is 0 for 2 with a walk. Pops this one up. Should be playable for the pitcher and pound. He backs off the mound and makes the catch. Two retire the side, but more damage done by who else? Nathan Hurkin. He's doing it on both ends. A 2 RBI double, and the lead now 8-1 as we head to the top of the 7th. Final chance for the Ravens here on KR 93.7.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Have a swarm of bees settled near your home or business? Call AllPro Exterminating for rescue and relocation of bees at no charge. AllPro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
FW Houston Medical Center is here for all of your health care needs. Have an illness late at night or on the weekend? Come visit FW Houston's 24/7 walk-in clinic. Call us today at 913-774-4340 to learn more.
Opportunity for the Moorhill Mount Academy Ravens to keep their season alive. Pleasant Ridge with an 8-1 advantage as we hit the 7th inning of play and the final game of our KAIR 93.7 triple header here. Quarterfinal games, 2-1A regional baseball tournaments here at Moorhill Mount Academy. Well, we could have very similar scores if this one holds here. It was KC Christian, an 8-1 win in the first game over Jefferson County North. Valley Falls in the second game over Maranatha Christian Academy. That was a 9-1 score. And right now the Rams have an 8-1 lead as the Ravens bat for what could be the final time here in 2024. Here's the catcher, Peter Rapplinger, to lead things off against Nathan Hurkin. First pitch a little bit high for ball one. Rapplinger walked in the second, and he walked in the fifth. And he has scored the lone run for the Ravens. There's a swing and a foul off, and it's 1-1. Rapplinger, Wirtz, and Garrett do up here for the Ravens in the 7th. Hurkin has 14 strikeouts. That one is in there, and it's 1-2. We have 14 strikeouts, and he has driven in 5 of the 8 runs with a home run and a double. Here's a little blooper to the right side, but not enough muscle to get out of the infield. A little leaping catch on the run by Lance at second for out number one. Here is Tony Wirtz, who drove in the Ravens run back in the fifth with an RBI double. Well, we're going to have a pitching change as it looks like Erkin hit the pitch count. So we do have a pitching change with two outs potentially remaining in this game. It's all Rams 8-1. We will take a quick timeout back in 60 seconds here on Care 93.7.
It's a beautiful day in our neighborhood, a place where you'll find Exchange Bank, a locally owned bank that believes in their community. You'll find friendly and knowledgeable staff ready to help you with all of your banking needs. Exchange Bank offers long-term, fixed-rate real estate loans and convenient services such as online and mobile banking. Stop by or visit us online at ebt.bank. You'll find this and so much more. Exchange Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent NAPA dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Incredible stuff and start from Nathan Erkin, the senior for the Rams. He goes 6 1/3, 14 strikeouts, gives up one run, and three walks. Again, offensively, he has also driven in 5 of the 8 runs. It'll be Brady Mance, a sophomore, who will try to get the final 2 outs in this game and advance the Rams to the semifinals next week. So Mance comes in off the bench, so defensively the alignments stay the same for Pleasant Ridge. So Mance comes in, a 6 ERA, hasn't pitched a lot, the sophomore, but a 7-run lead and needing just 2 outs. He'll get an opportunity here to close this one out. He will face Tony Wirtz and potentially Michael Garrett. But again, 6 1/3 for Erkin tonight with 14 strikeouts, just 1 run allowed. Well, none of the games greatly competitive on the scoreboard. They certainly were, more so than what the scores would indicate. But 8-1 in the first game, 9-1 in the second game, and now here it's 8-1. First pitch by Mance to Wirtz is in there for a strike. And Brady, a lengthy right-hander, steps in and fires his second pitch to Wirtz. And it's roped into left center field, and it drops in for a hit. Fielded by Herndon, gets it in quickly, and it's a one-out single for Wirtz, his second hit of the night. The one on and one out.
Michael Garrett.
Here is Garrett. Struck out in his first at-bat. He has also doubled, or correction, sorry, he grounded out to the pitcher in his first at-bat and has also struck out. A little bit inside there from Mance, and it's 1 ball and no strikes. The lone run for the Ravens back in the fifth. It was an RBI double by Wirtz. He is at first with one out here in the seventh. This one's popped up and out of play. 1 ball and 1 strike. Rams looking for their 15th win of the year. 14-4 coming in. They had games scheduled at Perry LeCompton that were canceled on Tuesday. Mance with a throw over to first, keeping Wirtz honest over there. He is back in safely.
Hey, let's go, look alive. Got the ball.
And Garrett with a 1 ball, 1 strike count. And the pitch. It is high. 2 balls and 1 strike. There is no more sunshine to be had. It is all shade now with the lights on here. Mance fires one in there but missing, and it's 3 balls and 1 strike. Runner at first is Wirtz with one out here in the seventh. Rams trying to close it. They lead it 8-1, and there's a swing and a miss. Good pitch there by Mance. And it's now 3-2 with Martin due up next. And the pitch is high, ball four. So now 2 on and 1 out. Wirtz to second, Garrett at first.
Carter Martin.
Here's Martin, who had a bunt single in his first at bat. He has also struck out. Rams with an 8-1 lead, just trying to put it away, still needing two outs here in the seventh. And Martin steps in here against Mance. Third at bat, or batter, I should say, that Mance is facing, and there's a foul ball by Martin. Got clipped it up off his own chest, and it's 0-1. Martin bats on the right side. Again, the Ravens came in 6 wins, 11 losses, 6-8 in league play. Next pitch in there for a strike, and quickly Martin down at 0-2. So a chance for a strikeout here. Can he do it? Mance fires, and a high fastball. It's just caught by Martin. Fouls it away. Stays 0-2. Sets and fires an 0-2. In there, strike three looking is Martin, and down he goes, and the Rams one out away from winning this game. Took a little bit off with the off-speed pitch, and it bends in there. So 2 on and 2 outs here in the seventh. And we got a pitch hitter coming up here for Pound. It'll be Carl Sargent.
Now batting for the Ravens, number 10, Carl Sargent.
So pitch hitter here in what could be the final at-bat for the Ravens this season. As Sargent steps in, replacing Pound. Pound went 0-for-2 with a walk today. Mance's first pitch, swing and a miss for a strike. The Rams kind of blew it open early on, a 4-spot in the second. There's a swing and a miss, and quickly now 0-2. And the Rams one strike away from setting a date against Valley Falls next week in a regional semifinal. Wirtz the runner at second, Garrett the runner at first. Two outs and two strikes. Mance sets and fires. Just missing low and inside, 1 ball and 2 strikes. At least one more pitch coming up, the 1-2. In there, strike three looking, got him with a bender, and Sargent goes down to end the game and end the Ravens season. So that will wrap things up for us. We're going to step aside, a quick timeout. 8-1, the Rams win it and advance. And we'll close things out when we come back here on Care 93.7 FM.
Subway can help you with the perfect gift. For graduates, Mother's Day, Father's Day, or any gift-giving event, everyone loves a Subway. For every $25 gift card you buy, you get a free 6-inch sub on your next visit. Follow their Facebook page at Atchison Subway for graduation specials and discounts. Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Is your vehicle pulling to the left or right? Does your steering wheel shake or feel off center? It may be time to align your tires. Check in with the tire professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country in Atchison. It's recommended to align your tires once a year with regular maintenance to prevent uneven or rapid tire wear. For a tire alignment, repairs, or even replacement, contact the tire experts at Lights Out at Town & Country, 367-2699 or 201 Commercial Street in Atchison.
Dreaming of a vibrant, weed-free lawn? Urban Lawn Care's six-step program makes it a reality. Tailored treatments in Atchison, Donovan, Jackson, Jefferson, Brown, and Leavenworth counties. Customize your plan. Choose all six rounds or select what suits you. Call for a free estimate and ask about their prepaid discount. Your dream lawn is just a call away at Urban Lawn Care, where we nurture dreams into reality.
Quality Time
with Tucker Johns. You never forget the big moments. Like the moment you bite into your very first slice of Taco John's one-of-a-kind new taco pizza. Piled high with 7 layers of melty cheese, seasoned beef, fiesta sauce, crunchy tortilla chips, and veggies. All on a crispy oven-baked crust. You also never forget your very second slice. Or third, or fourth, or fifth, or sixth. Drive-thru pizza is finally here. New taco pizza. For a limited time at Taco John's.
Well, our triple header here for regional baseball coverage has concluded on Care 93.7 FM. Thanks to everyone involved. Jared helping out first couple of games. Kirk Kilman, Joseph Curry, Neil Weiland. I am Brandon Tadman. So running through it real quick before we wrap things up. Again, our first game of the day was Casey Christian, an 8-1 win against Jefferson County North, and then Valley Falls with a 9-1 win against Maranatha Christian Academy in game two. And then Pleasant Ridge, they put on a nice outing and defeat Moorhill Mounts Academy in the nightcap by an 8-1 final. Just some of the highlights here in this final game. 4 runs in the second inning, which at that point was a 5-0 Rams lead. Nathan Herkin, really the story and our player of the game if we got one, as he had 2 hits, a double, a home run. He had a 3-run home run in the second and then added 2 runs with an RBI double in the sixth inning. So again, 2 hits, 5 driven in, including a home run. And he also pitched very, very well. 6 1/3, 3 walks, 1 run, and 14 strikeouts in the game as the Rams will now take on Valley Falls next Tuesday in a semifinal here at Moorhill Mounts Academy. Final tallies in this late game, 8 runs, 9 hits, no errors, and 6 left on base. And for Moorhill Mounts Academy, again, their season coming to an end with a record of 6-12, 1 run, 4 hits, 3 errors, and they left 6 on base. For Neil Weiland, Kirk Kilman, Jared Sleppy, Joseph Curry, appreciate it very much. I am Brandon Tadman. We got more regional baseball coverage for you tomorrow. 92.1 and 103.9, our sister stations. Jared will have a couple of calls from Omega on 92.1. I will be at Jeff West for a couple of games tomorrow afternoon as well. That'll be on 103.9. Stay up to date. Latest info and all that on our website, mscsports.net. Appreciate all the love. Appreciate everyone helping out. Appreciate the fans, community. Great stuff out here today, but the semifinals and championship games next Tuesday with coverage on KAIR Radio. Again, for everyone involved, thanks for listening. Brandon Tadman signing off. We'll talk to you tomorrow for more high school baseball coverage. It's regional tournament action across the MSC Sports Radio Network.